Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCM local news. CCN account executive Misty Cribb will be buried today. The Clarendon woman died in a head-on collision Monday morning. Caroline Green, age 16, has been charged with misdemeanor death by vehicle in the case. It was the first highway fatality of the year in Columbus County. Two children in Cribb's car were seriously injured. ColumbusCountyNews.com and Jones Media will be closed today so staff can attend the funeral. A fundraiser plate sale will be held January 25th from 11 until 2 p.m. at Murph's Pawn in Whiteville and Happy Home Baptist Church in Nakana to benefit the family. Tickets are $10. The tickets are available at a number of area locations, including the CCN offices at 1015 South Madison in Whiteville. See the story online for more or call 910-625-0952. In case you haven't been outside yet, folks, it's cold out there. It's going to be cold for the next day or so. We were looking at wind chills in the single digit and 12 degree range this morning, and we'll see them again tomorrow, possibly. Make sure that you have winterized your vehicles, your pipes, and your pump, and made provisions for your outside pets. We could see some ice and snow mixture during the overnight hours on Friday. See the complete weather update on the CCN webpage, courtesy of Christopher Cawley. Christopher Edwards has been arrested on multiple felonies after a 120-mile-per-hour car chase that left a deputy's car damaged. Edwards fled the scene of a shots fired call on Carolina Road near Tabor City. His vehicle was eventually found in South Carolina. Multiple firearms and narcotics were later confiscated from his home. Look for more on this story later at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Commercial and backyard poultry farmers are being advised to monitor their flocks after a laying operation in Hyde County tested positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza. This is the first outbreak of the case since February of last year. The birds in that flock have been destroyed. While this variant is of low risk to humans, the Department of Agriculture said it is highly contagious to domestic and wild birds. HPAI is not a threat to the food chain. The warming station is open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church. That's at 506 North Lee Street in Whiteville. Meals are served at the center, which is behind the main church. Call 910-918-4531. The Sheriff's Office is currently collecting camp stove-sized LP bottles for shipment to Western North Carolina. The deadline is January 12th. You can drop off donations at the Sheriff's Office on Washington Street in Whiteville. Southeastern Genealogical Society is going to meet Saturday at Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church. The speaker will be Henry Mintz. He's going to talk about Columbus County in the 19th century. The meeting starts at 2 p.m. Members often arrive early to share family history, and everyone is welcome. Handyman Hal is going to be at Engage Life Church this Sunday at 10 a.m. for a kids' appreciation service. There'll be prize drawings for all children. Engage Life is located at 386 Thompson Town Road in Whiteville. Starting January 11th, this Saturday, Make Heaven Crowded Ministries will host a community ladies' Bible study inside Candlewood Farms Coffee and Bakery at 721 South Madison Street in Whiteville. There'll be Bible study, good food, coffee, and fellowship from 9 until 10. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.